I have to say a little warning, I guess. The last minute of the episode, I hiccuped, and I have tried to edit it out like 5 freaking times now. And for whatever reason, Spotify is, it just wants my hiccup to stay in there. So you'll notice at like the last minute when I'm plugging the podcast Instagram and thanking you guys that I hiccuped, and it sounds a little choppy after it because I tried to edit it out, and Spotify just decided to be kind of shit with its edits this episode, and I suppose that is why, as of like, I don't know, July 9th, you can no longer edit an app, and I mean, I can kind of see why because it's kind of trash, but I love you. Enjoy the episode. Hey bitches, welcome back, or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and welcome the fuck back. It has been a little, I don't even want to say hiatus, because there have been episodes for the last 3 weeks minus last week, but those were all pre-recorded, so basically I feel like I have not sat down and recorded for what feels like a month. I know it's been like 3 weeks, but yeah. So, why was there no episode last week, Natalie? Well, yes, we did not produce an episode. And when I say we, that is me, myself, and I, because I am the editor, director, talent, whatever. I am a team of one. So, when I say we did not produce an episode, I mean me. I did have the episode recorded, but one thing about me is I go very much based off of my emotions, how I'm feeling at the time, and the episode that I recorded, it will get launched, but it just did not fit with the vibe of what I was feeling. It's a very interesting topic, and I want to make sure that I articulate it in the proper way that I'm proud of what I'm putting out there, you know, because whether if I have 5 listeners or 5,000 listeners, I want to make sure that the content that I'm producing is an accurate reflection of myself. Now, so much easier said than done, because I listen to previous episodes and I'm like, who is that? And that is kind of a good thing, but also a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. I do think it is a good thing to look back at your previous work and kind of cringe a little bit, because that does show growth, right? Looking back at something that you created when you're 5 versus now, I'm 25 and a half, I should be like, oh, I could do way better than that. There's no difference of looking back at yourself from 2 weeks ago and being like, yeah, I could do that better. I hope that you look back at things that you've done in the past and be like, yeah, I could put a different spin on this and make it hit a whole lot harder. So with that being said, I am a human. I am definitely going to not even miss the mark, but there are going to be times where I am not always at my best every single day, so I just want you guys to know that if that's ever something that you struggle with, you know, the whole imposter syndrome or being a perfectionist, you are not always going to perform 100% every single day, and that is okay, because your 100% today might be your 80% of yesterday, or maybe your 100% today is only 50% of your 100% on your best days, if that even makes sense. Sometimes I talk and I'm like, you know, I really hope that the girlies out there are one and aligned with me and understand what I'm saying, because I could just sit here and ramble and yap and yap and yap, especially because I don't have a co-host. So I don't have someone to be like, bitch, you're making no sense right now. So, yeah, but I have faith that you guys are, you're like me, okay? Anyways, let's make one thing clear here. Hot bitches respectfully listen to the It's Nap Time podcast, and I have something so exciting coming for you guys. Either at the end of this episode, I will say a code word, or in next episode, maybe even in a bonus episode. So keep your ears open to me dropping the tea, okay? There are quite a few things I want to tell you guys, but unfortunately, I cannot quite yet. And that's okay. That's life. But just know that there are exciting things coming. And yeah, I am in a very great, happy, positive mental headspace, and I hope you all are too. I know I've told you guys that I live right next to a train station, but I also live like 10 minutes away from an airport. It's a private airport, but planes fly out of there constantly. So one is going by right now, ripping through the air. I have no idea if you can hear it or not. Some little life updates. So what is today? Today is June 11th and tomorrow, guys, which tomorrow in the time that I'm recording this and the day before this episode airs will officially be 2 whole months of me being free from my job. Okay, well, actually, it would be like a day short of 2 whole months because technically April 13th was my freedom day, bitch. April 12th was the last day, but I still worked, and you bet your bottom motherfucking dollar, my lovely coworkers at the time, or should I just say one coworker, wanted to make my last day a living, breathing hell. Didn't want to let her homegirl go out easy. Nope, nope, nope. Anyways, if you're listening, fuck you. Okay, moving on. I spent the entire week with my family from the 28th through, what was that, June 4th? May 28th through the June 4th? Yeah. It was such an amazing time. My nephew turned 4, which is so crazy. I had a lot of family time, and okay, the air conditioning just kicked on, and I don't know what is going on, because the guy, the maintenance man, who, he's a very nice guy, he just replaced our filters, like, not even a month ago, and every time the air conditioning kicks on, it, like, makes this rattling sound. It's horrible. And when I'm trying to sleep, it is even worse, because it's just, like, a ticking, rattling noise, and I can't. I cannot do noises that are not supposed to be there. Like, unless it's a fan, like a very, you know, a consistent like whooshing sound, I can do that. But a ticking or a rattling, oh, your bitch is going to be up and angry. So I'm going to go fix that. Okay, I believe the problem is fixed. Crisis averted. Fingers crossed that you guys couldn't even hear it, but yeah, I could hear it. Back to what I was saying, my nephew turned 4. It was amazing. I got to see so many of my family that I don't typically see all the time. And of course, any time spent with my immediate family, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister-in-law, my 2 nephews, it is always a great time and, you know, just good for the soul. After I got back from being in Ohio, it was Anthony's 25th birthday, so we went down the shore in LBI, which, for those of you that don't know, Long Beach Island, and it was beautiful weather, actually. I got so tan. Actually, I got tan from being there 2 weekends prior, and then I just built upon that tan, and I unlocked one of my absolute favorite ways to pass time, a hobby, if you will, tanning. When I lived in Arizona, I lived and breathed to tan, okay? On one side, yes, I did have a pool, but on the other side, I would just sit out there and roast and bake without even wearing sunscreen. I have thought to myself numerous times, how did I really don't recall ever being sunburnt when I was in Arizona, like even growing up, but now living in New Jersey when, you know, it's not beautiful weather year round, when the summertime comes, I get burnt. Luckily, my burns turn to tans within like 24 hours. I know a lot of people are like that. And some people don't burn and some people only burn. So I'm just thankful that the burn that I get, you know, it doesn't last that long. And that means I got the first burn of the season out of the way. Hopefully. I think back and I'm like, damn, if younger Natalie could see me now and be like, wow, you are pasty. You are pale. What the fuck, bitch? Honestly, I think I'm terrified of my teenage self. Like, she would 100% kick my ass. And I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but yeah, she was a force to be reckoned with. I want to say that is, you know, it for little life updates. Had a great time in Ohio with my family. Had a great time down the shore for Anthony turning 25. We've been together for 5.5 years now as of June 8th, so that is super exciting, and I'm just looking forward to the 4th of July, whether if we will be down the shore or just hang out at our apartment. We've kind of done a lot of traveling, or at least I have also, in the last month, so definitely would not mind having a chill weekend. I do think that was it for the life updates. It has been, feels like so long since I've chatted with you guys, so I'm a chatty girl today, okay? I do want to put you guys on to one thing if you have not already tried it. I have seen this on the TikTok shop, probably in so many stores, but when I was in Ohio, I just full sent and bought it. They are the freeze-dried Skittles. Now, it's not like Skittles. It is Skittles, but they are freeze-dried Skittles. Now, it's not like by the Skittle brand, but they're literally Skittles. Like, they have the S on them. I honestly, maybe just type in, I think it's like brain freeze-dried Skittles or rainbow candy. I don't think like legally or whatever they can say Skittles, but you know, it has the S on there. I don't know. They might be paying a fat royalty fee or whatever the hell to be able to use their products, but they are so good, guys. I don't even know how to describe it. And then Anthony found marshmallows that are freeze-dried, okay? It sounds crazy, but they taste literally like the Lucky Charms marshmallows. Like, we have cracked the code. And if you have had the hot chocolate where they have the little teeny tiny marshmallows in there, yeah, those are so fucking good. It is those in bigger versions, okay? So do yourself a favor and try the freeze-dried Skittles and marshmallows. I haven't tried any other candy. Honestly, don't know what other candy there is like out there in the world, but I'm sure nowadays there has to be like at least 10 other candies because every single time that I go to CVS, Walgreens, wherever, there's always a new candy that is on the shelves and it's crazy. But of course, one thing about me is I will buy it. And I want to say that I've said this to you guys before, but I am now a, you know, I will sign my name next to the oat milk lover section. Oat milk is just superior. It has just a little extra taste and I love it. I'm not an almond milk stan. Yeah, I've been on this journey to try and stay away from some dairy because I truly think that over the last like year or so, I've kind of developed a not a dairy intolerance, but a sensitivity for like bloating, especially my skin. Like, I notice such a difference in my skin when I have a lot of dairy, and the fact that I'm able to swap from whole milk to oat milk is huge because I would much rather give up whole milk in my coffee than give up cheese with every other meal. You know what I mean? And I love to have a yogurt with some pomegranate, the little seed, pomegranate seeds. Ooh, so good. And cheese. Like, you will never catch me not wanting to eat cheese, okay? And I have recently been back on my acrylic grind, which unfortunately, I think the journey is going to come to an end again because the nail techs out here just do not compare to my girl in Arizona. And I should not be paying like upwards of $150 for a set that is not that great. You know what I mean? So I don't want to go back to just having my regular little baby boy hands. So I think I'm going to buy the press-ons and just try to be really good at the press-ons because I can never get them to stay on, okay? I need you guys to send me your recommendations for press-ons that aren't going to pop off within the first like 2 hours. Maybe I'm not prepping my nails enough. Maybe I'm not applying it properly, but I want to buy those super cute, bougie, fun, funky, fresh designed press-ons. And I will. Yes, I will. Without further ado, we are going to just dive into today's episode, guys. And today's episode is, I think, very fitting because, guys, I think it is officially summer or like a week away from it. Today's episode is going to be a little summer survival guide. I'm going to give you guys my personal favorites, things to do, stuff to wear, literally everything that if I could put it into a little time capsule and open it up every summer season, I would. And great for me and for all of you. This is the first summer in quite a few years where I haven't felt like a depressed shell of a human being. So this is going to be a good one. Now, I'm sure most, if not all of us, know the idea of a hot girl summer. What was that, like 2021, where a hot girl summer was kind of just the vibes and a way for us to, you know, live our best life and slap a label onto it. Now, you do not have to be single to have a hot girl summer, okay? I personally think it is more of a mindset rather than the idea of like going out every single night, going to the clubs, going to bars and trying to pick up a man or have a man pick you up, whatever. I do believe that it is just the idea of your mindset, how you are, you know, showing up every single day in summer and truly just taking care of yourself. If you will notice, basically every single one of my episodes ties back into self-care and making sure that you are pouring into yourself in the way that you are pouring into others. So that is my take on Hot Girl Summer. And what I'm about to break down for you guys is essentially my, not like rule book, but my way of making sure I live my summer in the best way possible. So feel free to, you know, take this little rubric, guideline, blueprint, whatever, and apply it to your own summer. And my hopes for the summer for myself and for you guys is that we just have the best time, make all of the best memories that we can possibly make, because truly, when we leave this world that we're in, all we can bring with us are our memories. We don't get to, you know, not our clothing, not our shoes, not our house, not our cars, not our jewelry, none of that. So when it is, you know, the end of your days, what you have are your memories. And I truly believe that the more amazing memories you have, like that is truly what makes you have a rich and plentiful life. So with that being said, let me tell you what younger Natalie did at the start of every single summer, sometimes even before the year would be over, but definitely on the last day of school and the first day of summer for sure. I was making my summer bucket list. Now, I have not made one in probably 4 years, 5 years. Probably the last bucket list I made, truthfully, was senior year of high school. And I went through a lot of changes after my senior year. Friendship changes, relationship changes, just different dynamic and things because, you know, everyone starts to go their separate ways. Some people go to college in-state, community college. Some people go straight to working. And then the route that I took was going from Arizona to Florida to do for my schooling. I went to college in Florida. So I quite literally went on the other side of the United States. So that was that. And in this bucket list, sometimes it would be on a poster board. Sometimes it would just be on a piece of paper. Definitely decorated, stickers, Sharpies, markers, puff paint, whatever. And I would write down a list from, could have been from 1 to 25, 1 to 50, 1 to 100, whatever I was feeling. No, I did not cross off every single item. Honestly, I probably did forget about the bucket list and to try and do everything probably about halfway through summer. But I think it is so fun to have a bucket list and just an idea of things that you want to do because truthfully, summer does go by so fast, and honestly, I think it goes by a little bit faster when you are in school because you get this big break from, you know, being in school. Even if you're in college, you get this break of being home, even though sometimes summer did feel so long when I was back in Arizona and my boyfriend was in New Jersey and all my other friends were in Florida. Obviously, I still had my core best friends in Arizona, but it constantly felt like I was in a different world for different parts of the year. So if you guys are up to it, I would recommend making a bucket list of things that you want to do. Now, this can be ranging from something so simple to a big thing like a vacation, planning literally whatever you want. There's no right or wrong way to do a bucket list. And I will say one of the things that was frequently on my bucket list, literally since the eighth grade, like summer after eighth grade, was making vodka gummy bears. Now, I honestly don't think I made vodka gummy bears until some point in college. And I don't think I made them properly either. Like, I think they have to soak for X amount of time and then, yeah, whatever. But I think I did have vodka, like gummy worms at a tailgate, and it was just absurd. So there's that. If you guys want to put something on your bucket list and try vodka gummy bears, go for it. Let me know how it works out for you. So we're going to start off this little summer survival guide with what I'm personally going to be wearing. Now, obviously everyone has different styles, tastes, fashion, senses, whatever. One thing about me is I love a chunky sandal. I love a chunky shoe. I love a platform. My dad calls them clown shoes. And when I was flying back from Ohio to New Jersey, the security guy was like, Oh, do you have these to ride the rides? They were my Converse platforms, like the hike ones, and they're white. And yeah, very humbling, but what else do you expect from a middle-aged white male, right? Pastels. I am a huge pastel lover. I know pastels are kind of like an Easter spring thing, but you will find me in pastels, fun colors. I love a neon, and yeah, I currently have pastel green nails right now, and I just bought the Adidas, the Sambas. They're like, again, the platform ones, and they're green with orange stripes on them. They look so fucking good, okay? I love fruit patterns. I love fruit bags, which Coach is absolutely demolishing with their fruit bags, like their purses, everything, wallets. I currently have a crochet, I think it's like either white or cream with strawberries crocheted onto it, and it is so fucking cute. I want to say one of my favorite clothing items were these hot pink shorts with watermelons on them. I think they were in white, maybe pineapples. No, watermelon sounds more correct. I even wore them to, I don't know if it was my orientation day for Stetson in college or like my first day. No, it was definitely my orientation day because I have a photo with my dad and me wearing them. So yeah, I love all the fun colors, and summer is the time to do that. Bouncing off of that, crochet things. Oh my gosh, there are so many cute small businesses out there that do crochet, and they just are making the cutest things. Even festival outfits. So many people are making crocheted festival outfits, and it is just so cute. Chunky jewelry. I personally love chunky jewelry. I don't know if it's just like, I don't know, but I just love it. And I love mixing metals. So, like silver, gold, rose gold. You will never really pin me down to one metal. I don't really know which one looks best for my skin type either, but I love mixing metals. Tankinis. Now, you bitches have been hating on tankinis since 08, and now you want to say they're cute again? Tankinis are so cute. They never stopped being cute, okay? So, if you see a tankini out there and you've been wanting to get it, just get it, because now they're back in style. But if you are not into tankinis, let's pause here really quickly, because I am also part of this problem. Overconsumption and buying things just because we see them on TikTok or a cute girl wearing it. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Don't buy it to wear it quite literally once and then get rid of it. If you're going to get rid of it, at least donate it to the Goodwill, or I know there are quite a few of those little, they're not like dumpsters, but they're like kind of, they look like dumpsters, and you can donate clothing in there. Donate to something, don't just throw it away. Claw clips. Now you can really wear these year round, but there are just so many cute summery claw clips. I love them. I'm going to task you with this. Find your oversized crew neck and your favorite comfy shorts combo. You will thank me later. You can throw these on literally at any point. Now, you don't want it to be too like thick of a crew neck. Definitely like a thinner one, but to especially throw on after you've spent the day tanning, being at the pool, down at the beach, and you know when you get a little burn and you're kind of cold, this is going to be perfect for that. Or if you're going to get a late night iced cream, or you're going to go get your coffee in the morning and it's a little chilly, it is just the perfect combination. I love wearing my hair half up, half down, and I'm typically someone I will just throw my hair in a bun, but if you're wanting to do a little bit more, you can do the Delaney bun with, you know, the curls and little pieces coming out. Or braids. I love a good braid moment. I'm not the best at doing French braids, but if your hair is down, especially shorter, I mean, you can do it with longer hair too, but especially when your hair is shorter, it looks so cute if you just sprinkle in some little braids. Literally so adorable. If you have been wanting to try a new hair color, the summer is the time to do it, okay? Because the sun is out, you're feeling great, your serotonin's up, you know, the endorphins. What do you get? Is it vitamin C or vitamin D that you get from the sun? I don't know, but summertime is the time to just try something new. And if you don't like it, it's just hair. It'll either go back to how it was before, or you can just dye it as close to it was before. But I say, if you are wanting to dye your hair or even cut your hair, now is the time because, first of all, it's hot. So if you're wanting to do a full send moment and get a bob or just cut it short and you haven't ever done it or haven't done it in a while, the summer is the best time to do that. I know a lot of people say they like to make changes around the new year because, you know, new year, new me, new year, new year's resolutions and all that. But I do think a lot of people make kind of rash decisions around that time of year, which I'm not here to judge. I myself love to make rash decisions. But if it's something that you have been thinking about, especially for quite a while, and it's been marinating and you've just been waiting to pull the trigger, now is the time. I'm here to peer pressure you and tell you to do it because I think you have truly nothing to lose. Nothing is that serious in this life, I promise you. What you're also going to do, and I challenge you to do this very soon, find your signature summer scent, okay? I have so many perfumes in my room in my parents' house in Ohio that I wore throughout high school, even college, and I can pinpoint the exact time and have quite a few memories with each perfume. So it's just so fun to designate any type of scent to the summer. It can be literally anything. If you are a floral girl, great. Coconut, great. If you're a vanilla girly, that's great too. You don't have to, you know, just have a floral perfume, body lotion, body scrub, whatever, just because it's summertime. And with that, get a matching body scrub and a new razor because it is summertime and this is the perfect time. You know, this is just the perfect time to narrow down the products that you're going to use because spring is done and gone. I'm like 99% sure, guys. I don't know when the seasons are because truthfully, in Arizona, all you knew was summer and I don't even know if you could really call it winter, but it was winter, okay? With that, with the new season, I know some people, you know, their skin type changes, their hair type even, maybe you're more oily, more dry, more sensitive, whatever. Make sure you are getting products that align with the current season so you don't, you know, have to be using like your winter moisturizer. And to those of you who your skin, hair, whatever does not change throughout the seasons, you are so lucky. When I think of summer, I'm always going to think of a salad, and there are so many fun salads to make, especially they're always trending on TikTok, but this is a great time to, if you've been wanting to, you know, try something new. Salads are just so refreshing and fun, especially if you have some little lemon juice in there or strawberries. Oh my gosh, there are just so many fun salads that you can make, and now is definitely the time to also try those. What was it, like the... I've actually never tried it, but I've been wanting to try it, but it's something with like grapes and people take like lemon juice and honestly, I don't know, but I guarantee you if you look up fun grape summer recipes that it will pop up. And guys, summer is the season of Otter Pops. I see Otter Pops straight nostalgia, and you know how I feel about being nostalgic. I love it and I hate it, but I am plagued with the nostalgia bug. Things to do in the summertime. Now, growing up in Arizona, being outside was like kind of a punishment, but I was always outside as a kid. So some things to do are to a drive-in movie theater. They are so fun. And just a regular movie theater. There are always so many movies that come out in the summertime, and I'm pretty sure that movie theaters still offer the year passes or like the season passes where if you go to X amount of movies a month, it's free. Like, okay, I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm pretty sure you pay for the membership and then X amount of movies like per week or month, whatever are under that plan. And sometimes going to the movies is just so fun. Get some popcorn, get a snack, actually just smuggle in the snacks because the prices are ridiculous, honey. Back to the drive-in movies. They're so fun. It's fun to go with your friends, fun to go on a date. You can have snacks in the car, pillows, blankets, and of course it's most likely going to be warm outside, so it's just such a vibe. And yeah, I recommend going to a drive-in movies at least once this summer. Summertime is definitely a time to spend with your loved ones, your friends. I know not everyone really gets the same summer break. Like, my mom's a teacher, so she gets the summer off, but plenty of my friends and people that I know, you know, work still every single day in the summer and only get their two holidays off. That's definitely how my previous company was, and it sucked ass, but that's also just adulting. But whenever you have your little gatherings, pull out the board games, bust out the Monopoly, bust out Life, anything that you enjoy playing. The summertime is such a fun time to do that. You can make a drinking game out of it. You can truly just do whatever. Summertime is the time to make memories. It's warm outside. Go to brunch, go to lunch, go to dinner, eat outside, make a meal and eat it on your patio and, you know, just look at how beautiful this earth is. I'm sure you knew I was going to say this, but go and tan. I know not everyone enjoys laying out and roasting. Anthony is definitely one of those people. He gets so bored and it's just so funny to watch him pace back and forth as I'm, you know, sitting there tanning, roasting front and back. But yeah, I love a good tanning day. Go swimming, go to the pool. If you have a pool, great. Invite some friends over or go to a community pool. Go to a water park. Wet and Wild in Arizona was always so fucking fun. Go to the beach. Just do something to be near water because it is just such a great feeling when you spend all day outside, either in the pool, in the beach, whatever, and you take that shower, like rinsing off all the salt water, the chlorine, and then that first meal afterwards hits. If you haven't already, you should definitely take up a new hobby. If you are new here, I talk a lot about hobbies, but if you've been here for at least one episode, you know my feelings about hobbies. I think that the summertime is a great time to designate your time to at least one new activity. Maybe it's new entirely, or maybe it's an activity that you used to do, but I definitely think that you should take this time now that it's so beautiful outside and try something new, whether if it's a workout class, going to a new Pilates studio, yoga, trying to teach yourself a new sport or a new little DIY thing. I've been saying for, I don't know, maybe a year that I want to try to learn how to crochet, and it's going to happen. I promise you. I just don't know when, but I think that that is going to be my hobby and activity that I am going to hone in on in the summer months. Start going on some hot girl walks. Now, it's obviously going to be much warmer in, you know, the entire day. So maybe wake up a little bit earlier, go on a walk, go get a bagel, go to the coffee shop, go do whatever makes you happy. But take this time now that it's so beautiful out. And yes, I'm talking to the people that live in Arizona because I know it is hot as hell there. But wake up a little bit earlier and go on a walk or go on an evening walk. Go with your family, go with your friends. Hell, put on a podcast, put on It's Nap Time, and go on an outdoor evening walk. I promise you, it is going to change your mood and it's going to start to become a habit if you start doing it a few times a week. Another thing that this might not sound like an amazing idea to everyone, but I challenge you to at least one time this summer, wake up early and watch the sunrise. Now, don't quote me on if the sun rises in the west, east, whatever. However it rises and sets to where you live, maybe the sunset is more beautiful where you are. Like, I know in Arizona the sunsets were killer, but here in New Jersey the sunrises are so beautiful. So what would that be? The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. You know what? We're not going to quote me on this, but you know what I'm saying. Do at least one early morning where you get to just, you know, watch the sky wake up, watch the sun come out. It is truly a beautiful thing, and I loved doing it in high school. Even though it wasn't the most beautiful sunrise, it was just still such a surreal feeling to, you know, be awake in the hours where probably everyone else is asleep. And even if you go back to sleep afterwards, I still think it is such an amazing thing to experience at least once. And if you've already done it, I still want to challenge you to do it this summer. Another thing, guys, so many reality TV shows and just new seasons and stuff come out around this time of year. I myself love a reality TV show. You know, I love Love Island, Perfect Match, all that fun, silly, goofy, raunchy shit. So definitely start a new show, or maybe one of your favorite shows has a new season come out. Now is the time to, you know, just fill your day with things to do, even if those things include laying in bed or rotting or sitting outside and tanning or reading a book. Yeah, let's read a book, guys. Let's find a new book, whether if it's on our Kindle or a literal physical book. We're going to find a new book this summer, okay? I'm going to try to as well because, as I've said multiple times, reading is such a lost art for myself specifically, and I feel like probably for a lot of other people too because everything is, you know, in the palm of our hands. So I think I'm going to try and find a fun book. Probably nothing Colleen Hoover, but if I do, then maybe I'm just eating my words. But I will share with you guys the book that I choose this summer. And, you know, this can be something that we do together. I want to say that that is everything that I have written down and that I can possibly think of at the top of my head. But basically, I want for you guys and myself to just have an amazing summer. I personally think that the summer of 2024 is giving summer of 2016 vibes. If you know, you know. And I don't know if that's because like every 4 years, what do they say, like every 4 years? I don't know. Something about the energy with every 4 years. Maybe it's every 7 years, and maybe I'm just talking out of my ass right now, but 4 years ago was 2020. We all know what happened during that summer. So 2024 is giving, it is, you know, it wants to be devoured. Train is passing by, and that's actually pretty good because I think the train has only gone by twice in me recording, and usually during this time of day, it's fucking crazy, girl. Wait, I did think of one last thing. Get some Froyo. Froyo is so good, so fun. If you're into ice cream, that's awesome too, but take those evening Froyo dates, ice cream dates, maybe even middle of the day because it is going to be so warm and so hot, and who does not love a cool, sweet treat when you are feeling very hot? Just like in the wintertime when you want a nice, warm, hot chocolate. That is how Froyo and ice cream hits in the summertime. The ice cream man, the ice cream truck is out to play. I know he passes by our apartment so many times. So hopefully you have a very, you know, active ice cream man in your block too. But anyways, I want you guys to have the best summer ever. It is giving 2016 in the best way. Wake up every single day and, you know, don't try to be like, oh shit, I have to fill my day with activities. No, try and look at every single day as a completely new day, brand new day. You get to live this day, not you have to, okay? I mean, yes, you have to because I'm telling you, you have to. And you are so worthy and full of purpose and you are so meant to be here. But try to change it from, oh, fuck, I have to do this to, holy shit, this is so amazing. I get another day on this earth. Obviously, you're not going to feel that way every single day, but trying to make that little mental shift in your brain, I think is going to be the key to having a great summer, okay? I hope you guys are able to get some inspiration from this episode and just know that at the end of the day, as long as you are caring for yourself and trying to make it the best summer for you, not for others, not for looks, not for the appeal, not for social media, I think you're going to have an amazing summer. And if you guys have any other ideas, tips, and tricks, you know, your little recipe for success for summertime and just having the best vibes, feel free to send me a DM on my personal Instagram or on the podcast. I love you guys so much, and holy shit, we are having merch! I don't know if I, you know, I have posted about it on my podcast Instagram, but I want it to be official in this episode. We are having merch be launched, and like I said, so I am so very excited, just trying to finalize some things, and we will be launching on a website. Everything is going to be so fun, so cute, so it's nap time coded. It's not even funny. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. You guys are truly the best. Don't forget to keep up with me on the podcast Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palick. I'm so happy to be sitting down and recording and talking to you guys. I feel like I'm talking to a best friend that is not responding, but it's okay. I'm just like chatting her ear off and she's just, you know, taking it all in and she will respond soon. So with that being said, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are the best. Hot bitches, respectfully, listen to the It's Nap Time Podcast, and I will talk to you next time. Don't forget to-